An extraordinary day. It's a day that will be remembered b'toldot Yisrael l'dorot. As we always do, we look to the Torah express what really is hard to put into words, the emotions that we feel today as the world takes a step to recognize the special connection between Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and the Jewish people. And this is a connection, of course, which is rooted in the origin of Yerushalayim as a name and as a place in the greatest demonstration of faith, of emunah, in the annals of human history, Akedat Yitzchak. Take a look here at the third source. Vayhi achar dvarim ha'ela, v'alohim nisat Avraham, v'yomer elav Avraham, v'yomer hineni. V'yomer kachnat binchat yichidcha, asher ahavta et Yitzchak, v'lech lecha el eretz ha'moriah, v'alehu sham le'olah al achad ha'harim, asher omar elecha. To do the unthinkable, to push oneself beyond the bounds of everything that Avraham had stood for in his lifetime. The origin of Makom HaMikdash, the origin of Yerushalayim, is inextricably linked with being tested, with Nisayon, with trust in God. God doesn't say which place exactly, but V'aleu sham li'olah al-achad ha'arim asher omar elecha. It's why the Torah and Sefer Dvarim doesn't use the term Yerushalayim, simply HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Yerushalayim is always about emunah, it's always about faith, it's always about trust in God. V'yashkem Avraham b'boker, v'yachavosh et chamaro, v'yikach et shnei nara v'yito, v'yed Yitzchak b'no, v'yivaka tse'ola, v'yakom v'yilech el HaMakom Asher marlo halukim, to that place. Bayom Ashishiva Isa Rahmetina Vayar et Hamakom Mirachok. It doesn't have its name yet. Later on, of course, after Avram passes the test and God says that he's not a God of bloodshed, we'll see that theme as well, that he's a God of peace. Vayisa Rahmetina Vayar Vinayel Achar Nechaz Basvach Bekarnav Vayelech Avraham Vayikach et Ayil Vayaleo Leola Tachat Beno Vaykra Avraham. This is the critical pasuk. This is the pasuk that captures the spirit of Yerushalayim. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh. God will show. Asher Yeamer Hayom. It will be said on that day. Behar Hashem Yireh. Unklus interprets Ufalach Utsali Avraham, that Avram worshipped and he prayed. Taman there Ba'atra Ahu, in that very place. Amar Kadam Hashem, in front of God, he stated, Hacha Yehon Palchan Daraya, all generations will worship here. Bechein it Amer, Biyoma Hadein, and on that day it will be said, Bitura Hadein, in this very mountain, Avraham Kadam Hashem Palach, that Avram served God here. That is to say, the Palchan Daraya, the worship and service of all generations, is rooted in what Avraham Avinu did on that day. Yerushalayim mevuseset b'hakrava. Jerusalem and the Mikdash is rooted in self-sacrifice. Avraham was asked to make the ultimate sacrifice. And Yerushalayim, as Unklus understands it, is an extension of what Avraham did on that day. The Malbim, all of the Rishonim really say this in different ways. The Malbim says it very beautifully. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom, as he sig Avraham et ha'inyan hazeh, finally understood what it was God wanted of him this whole time. Shelatid yesham mizbeach banui, that there would be an altar built in that very place. Ve'et asher na'aseh ba'kedat Yitzchak, yireh Hashem tamid b'chol korban sheyaviyu. Every korban would be but an echo, a dilute echo of the ultimate korban that Avram was prepared to bring, to give etzem me'atzamo uvasa uvisar mi bisaro, his own son. Shia ayol ke ayol Yitzchak umisirat nefesh b'machshava k'misirat nefesh shel Yitzchak. Ve'al zeh amar asher yamer hayom shezeh ne'amar gam hayom shebehar Hashem yira'eh tamid efaro shel Yitzchak ilu nisraf ola k'lil. We had in last week's parasha. V'zacharti et b'riti Yaakov af et b'riti Yitzchak v'af et b'riti Avraham ezkor. Why doesn't it say b'riti Yitzchak ezkor, as Rashi notes? Hashem doesn't need to remember Yitzchak. Eifaro shel Yitzchak tzabor umunach lefanav. V'hosif, the Balbim continues, she'asher yamer hayom b'har Hashem yira'eh shemizeh nish'ar shem ha'makom ad hayom she'sham yira Hashem be'atzmo b'beit ha'bichira lo yedei malach u'shliach rach b'chodo v'atzmo. It's a place that God will watch most intensively. So the origins of the Makom HaMikdash, and as we'll see in just a minute, how this is really the linchpin of Yerushalayim, is the idea that Avram was prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of God out of a sense of Yirah, out of a sense of awe. Ata yadati ki Yirei Elokim Ata Yirah, which is half of the name of Yerushalayim. Yirah bespeaks the idea of being prepared out of a sense of awe and reverence for God to make the ultimate sacrifice. And it's true of the Makom Mikdash, but it's true of Yerushalayim overall. We'll come back to the eighth source in just a moment, because we know that Yerushalayim is but an extension of the Mikdash. The Mishnah in Avot tells us that there were 10 miracles that happened to the Jewish people in the Beit HaMikdash. Asara nisim nasla avotena bebeit hamikdash lo pili shamerech besara kodesh velo isriach besara kodesh meolam velo nira zvuv bebeit hamitbachayim velo ira keri lechoin gadol beyom hakipurim velo kibug yeshamim eish shal atzei maracha velo nitzcha ruach et amud hashan velo nimtza psul beomer rishtei alechem uvlechem apanim omdim tzufufim umishtachvim rivachim. 8 of the miracles that are listed, wind never caused the pillar of smoke from the Ketoret to be deviated. The Eish Tamid Tukad Al Mizbeach Chotichbeh was never extinguished. There were never flies. The Bisar HaKodesh never went foul. All of these miracles in the Mikdash. And what are the last two? V'lo Hizik Nachash Ve'akrav B'Yerushalayim Me'olam. There was never a snake or a scorpion attack in Yerushalayim. V'lo Amar Adam L'Chavero Tsar li amakom shalin b'Yerushalayim. And nobody ever said, I'm not going to be able to find a place to stay in Yerushalayim, presumably in the context of Aliyah L'Regel. What's unique about the last two? They're not about the Mikdash. What are they about? Yerushalayim is an extension of the Mikdash. Tehillah Mizmor Kuf Chafet, a mizmor to which we'll return. Shemalo the David Samachti Biomimli Beit Adunai Lilech, that we go to Beit Hashem, to the Beit HaMikdash. Omdo Tayu Aglenu Bisharayach Yerushalayim, that we were standing where? In Yerushalayim, interchanging between the Beit Hashem and Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Habnuya Kir Shechubrala Yachtav, we'll come back to that point a little bit later on. Shishamalu Shvatim Shifteya Idud Yisrael Odot L'Shem Hashem. Of course, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Kishama yashvu chisot the mishpat, kisot the Beit David. Ephraim, where were the kisot the mishpat sitting? Where in Yerushalayim? In the Lishkat HaGazid, in the Beit HaMikdash, right outside of the Azara, in the corner of the Azara. Shalu shalom Yerushalayim, back to Yerushalayim, yishlayu avayich, yishalom b'chilech, shalva b'armenotayich, l'man achai v'reyaya d'abrana shalom bach, l'ma'an Beit Hashem Elokeinu, Avaksha Tovach. Exquisite weaving back and forth between Beit Hashem, between the Mikdash and Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of the Mikdash extends to Yerushalayim, not just in liturgy and Tehillim, not just in the Mishnah and Avos in the context of the miracles, but Lehalacha, the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav. V'lama Ani Omer, says the Rambam, B'mikdash v'Yerushalayim kedusha v'shona kitshal asid lavo, that when Yehoshua bin Nun and the Jewish people conquered Israel that the Kedusha that they created was forever, even though it was batel in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Uvi Kedushat Sharet Yisrael Yinyan Shvit Umasrot V'Chayotze Behen Lo Kidsha La'atid Lavo. Lefi SheKedushat HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim, Lefi SheKedushat HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Mipnei HaShchina U'Shchina Eina Betela. The Rambam understood lehalacha that Kedushas Yerushalayim is an extension of Kedushas HaMikdash, and Yenison Kedushas HaMikdash is but a reflection of Kedushas HaShchina. HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shemo Sham. Ve'arei Umeh Omer V'ashimoti Ad Mikdashichem, that even if they were destroyed, and then the Rambam goes on to say, this is of course different than the rest of Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Kedushat Shechina Eina Betele Le'olam. The Kedusha of the Shechina of the Makom Mikdash and by extension of Yerushalayim is what directed Avraham towards this place. Vayarat HaMakom Erachok, Rashi says, Ra'a Anan Kashur al Hahar. He saw that the Makom Shechina was there, and all of the avoda that we would ever do on that place, as Unklus noted, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh, Asher Yamer Hayom La'atid Lavo, Bahar Hashem Yireh, is an echo of the original Korban that Avraham Avinu was prepared to offer. But it's not just the Makom of Yirah, the place of awe, of the Shechina that's there. It's certainly that. But as the Rush notes, there's another component of Yerushalayim. Go back to the 8th source. Vayikra Avraham Shem Makom Ahu Hashem Yirah. V'David HaMelech Kira'o Yerushalayim. Malki Tzedek Kira'o Shalem. Same root, of course, of Shalom. Vim Tamar asks the Rush, Lama lo kira'o David kimo Avraham, why didn't he call it Yir'ah, o Malki Tzedek Shalem? V'yesh lomar, David tafas lashon shnehem. David understood that Yerushalayim was about Yir'ah, a sense of awe of the Shechina that dwelled there, on the one hand, but it was also about Shalom, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra la yachdav, that Yerushalayim bespeaks unity, yachdav, Yerushalayim bespeaks shalom. I don't only mean this in a homiletical sense, but I mean this in a halachic sense. The Gemara Masechta Yoma tells us that Yerushalayim, because it's a city of unity, and let's not forget that David HaMelech moved his capital from the tribal city of Hebron to Yerushalayim when he became king over all the tribes of Israel. He needed a place that spoke to the unity of the Jewish people. The Gemara Masechta Yoma Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda B'Maika Miflegi, says the Gemara, Tanakama Savar, the view of the Chachamim, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim wasn't the province of any one Shevet. It belonged to all of Am Yisrael. On that basis, the Brisa quoted later on in the Gemara says, Ein maskirin batim Yerushalayim. You can't really rent out homes in Yerushalayim. Lefish ein ha-shalahen. Nobody actually owns places within the chomot of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda savar Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Mikdash does not belong to any tribe. But Yerushalayim may be different than the Mikdash. We paskin, by the way, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, Perek Yudalad, Halacha Yud Aleph. We'll just put it on the record for now before we continue on with this vitally important Gemara. Yerushalayim v'chutz laretz ein mitamin b'negayim shenemar b'veis eretz v'chuzaschem. It has to be a bayit in a particular achuzah. Yerushalayim lo nitchalka lishvatim. Paskins like the Chachamim, Yerushalayim doesn't belong to anyone's shevet. But we'll see the idea of Yerushalayim as a place of peace, Yerushalayim as a place where historical adversaries and enemies can come together to make shalom is rooted in the very architecture and the topography of Har HaBayit. Uplukta dahani tanai detanya, back to the Gemara. This is why we say Taras Hashem Tmima, because it's perfect. It's so beautiful. All of the ideas come together. Detanya maya bechalko shel Yehuda. What was part of the tribal area of Yehuda? We know that the Makom Mikdash was built at the border between the northern part of Yehuda and the southern part of Binyamin. Maya bechalko shel Yehuda, Har HaBayit, Halishkot v'Azarot, the entire eastern half of the Makom Mikdash. Maya bechalko shel Binyamin, the sanctified places, Beit Tafav Shachinas, of course, Ulam, Hechal, Beit Kodshei HaKadashim. And yet, the Gemara says, and here the poetry is overwhelming, I would say. Uritzua haisa yotza michalko shel Yehuda, but there was a little strip of Yehuda's tribal territory that extended into the chelek of Binyamin. V'nichneses l'chelko shel Binyamin, uba haya mizbeach banui. And this is where the Mizbeach, where the Korbanos, each of which was an echo of the Korban of Avram Avinu, every Korban would be offered on this Mizbeach. Remember, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is for the Ketores, it's for the Dam and Yom Kippur, but all of the Korbanos are offered on this Mizbeach. Why this Mizbeach? Why was it in the Ritzua of Yehuda? Because what was Yehuda prepared to do for Binyamin in a gesture, in the greatest gesture of Achva, Ki Ir Shechubrala Yachdav, Anochi Arvenu Miyadi Tevakshenu, Yeshevna Avdecha Tachas Hanar Eved Ladoni, Venar Yali Mechav, Ki Eichel El Avi Venar Inenu Iti, Penereva Ra Asher Yimtza Et Avi. That when Yehuda was prepared to sacrifice himself for his brother Binyamin so that his father wouldn't have to suffer, erasing all of the historical enmity between Bnei Leah and Bnei Rachel, that act of self-sacrifice, just like Avraham's act of self-sacrifice, becomes the foundation stone, Uba Haya Mizbeach Banoi. Every korban that we offer isn't really an animal korban. It's like the Malbim said, it's what we're willing to give of ourselves. Because self-sacrifice, sacrificing our own interest and our own advancement, is the root of shalom. When everybody pursues what he wants and what he needs, irrespective of the needs and wants and desires of others, there's no possibility for shalom. When Yehuda offered himself b'msirut for Binyamin, the possibility of shalom is created. And so David tafas lashon shnehem. It's a place of yira, of awe, of being prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice, because that's what Hashem demands. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yir'eh Asher Yamer Hayom Behar Hashem Yir'eh. But it's equally a place of shalom, of Yehuda and Binyamin coming together. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim Ki'ir Shechubrala Yachdav. That's the capital city that extends to all the tribes, Yerushalayim Lo Nitchalka L'Shvatim. And of course, these two disparate themes of Yira, Mimi Sheshikena Shemo Sham, from the one who dwells there, and shalom, of our aspiration towards peace, are really not two disparate themes, because we know that shalom itself is the name of Hashem. When we greet somebody b'shalom, you're greeting them b'shem Hashem, that God's ultimate essence is manifest through peace. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, V'asem lecha shalom, that God, of course, brings peace. And so, today, as the world recognizes the eternal and unbreakable bond between Am Yisrael and Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place that goes back to Avraham Avinu and David HaMelech, but no less to these historical figures than the Hamonam, I consider the greatest spiritual feat in the annals of humanity to be the fact that Am Yisrael, in all of the Tfutzot HaGola, over centuries and millennia, when our return to Yerushalayim would have been perceived as absolutely absurd, continue to say three times a day, Yerushalayim Ircha, Birachamim Tashuv, V'tishkon B'tocha Kasher Dibarta, that we continue to believe we never forgot Yerushalayim, thousands of years before any other faith claimed Yerushalayim as sacred to them. That the Jewish people said, but more importantly than they said, they felt, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini, that in the heart of every beating, living Jew, we felt, Od lo avda tikvatenu, hatikva batshnot alpayim, liotam chafshi b'artzenu, eretz tzion v'Yerushalayim. It's the greatest achievement, spiritual achievement, in the history of humanity. That no matter where a Jew was, from Australia to Lithuania to Canada to Argentina, Yerushalayim remained at the center of the Jewish national consciousness. And even though for thousands of years, and even today in certain parts of the world, this connection is not recognized, today is a day when the world recognizes what the Jewish people have always known to be true and always felt in our hearts. And it's a lesson to all of you in the spring of your youth that when you know something is true, and you know something is right, and there are people who are denying it for various reasons, that you should never, ever surrender the truth. Because one day, Er'enu velo ata, shurenu velo karov, it may take generations, it may take centuries, it may take millennia. But days like today show you that one day the world will recognize the truth. That they will come around, Nikarim divrei emet, that words of truth always in the end are recognized. And thus, as the Rosh HaMemshalah quoted so appropriately from the Navi Zechariah, Yerushalayim is not only the name contained within its name, the city of Shalom, but it's also Ir HaEmet. Today that truth is recognized, and we have every right to aspire. Our eyes that have seen so much that our parents and grandparents and their parents and their grandparents could only dream of, we have every right to imagine the day when, as predicted by the Navi Yeshayahu, Nachon yeh har beit Hashem al kol ha-goyim, that the har beit Hashem will not only be for us, but a beit tefila yikare l'chol ha-amim, and all of the world will recognize ki mitzion teitzei Torah u'devar Adonai mirushalayim. That which we have always known to be true, that which we have preserved in our collective consciousness, will become not only our recognition, but the understanding of all of the nations of the world. Ve'acharei chen yikarei lach ir hatzedek kirya ne'emana, the city of the faithful. Am Yisrael remained faithful to Yerushalayim, shamar imunim, and netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, God who never lies and never prevaricates, kept his promise to bring the Jewish people back to their homeland. Umdot hayu raglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim, to bring the Jewish people back to Yerushalayim. And now you and I together are beginning to witness the process through which the world is recognizing that indeed Yerushalayim, from the days of Avraham Avinu to David HaMelech to today, to your generation, is the beating heart of Am Yisrael. Zehayom asad unay nagila v'nis mechavo. Today is a day, of course, with many human agents, harbei shluchim lamakom, but ultimately it's a day, as predicted so many thousands of years ago, it's a day that was orchestrated by mi sheshiken et shemo sham, hamakom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shemo sham, by he who chose Yerushalayim as his place of eternal dwelling.